It's up to 45 degrees in Richland Center at 1208. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. Many in Richland County voiced their choices in the recent general election November 5th. The county had a 94% voter turnout. Four of the 22 municipalities had a 100% voter turnout. The least voter turnout was one municipality, hitting 70%. The Donald Trump J.D. Vance ticket carried the county with all but four of the municipalities for a 5,207 to 3,982 win. 135 votes for the presidential ticket were scattered among eight other parties. The Republican Party also carried its candidates in the various races throughout the county. For the U.S. Senate, Eric Hovde received 4,910 votes to Senator Tammy Baldwin's 4,112. In the congressional race, Derek Van Orden received 4,868 votes to Rebecca Cook's 4,180. In the state Senate race, Joan Balwig received 5,016 votes to Sarah Kieski's 4,021. And in the assembly race, Tony Kurtz defeated Julia Henley in Richland County, 5,560 to 3,467. In young voters under 30 years old, there was a significant change in statistics. Exit polling shows Vice President Kamala Harris won young voters in Wisconsin 53% to 45% against President-elect Donald Trump. That's a drop from a much wider margin in the 2020 election. Joe Biden won that group 59% to 36%. In past years, experts say the younger voters' views leaned more liberal. But it was not as big of a gap this year in Wisconsin as it has always been. A record number of school referendums passed last week. A report from the Wisconsin Policy Forum shows $3.4 billion in school tax increases were approved by voters last Tuesday. The largest among them were a pair of measures in Madison that increased spending by $600 million over the next 21 years that will go towards operating expenses as well as renovations at elementary and middle schools. Other major increases were approved in Kaukauna, Green Bay, and Janesville. When a new charter school opens in Wisconsin, there's about a 50-50 chance that it closes within the next 5 years. Here's Savannah Tomei Olson.
Wisconsin has one of the higher closure rates in the U.S. for charter schools. A new report from the Center for Charter School Accountability shows nationally 25% of them close within the first 5 years. Here in Wisconsin, it's over 45%. Charter schools get public funding but are usually run by private entities. They're often billed as alternatives for families who want more options. But what do you do when that school you handpicked is set to close? Jenny Hofschulte of the Wisconsin Public Education Network.
That's 45% of those families put into a lurch and having to make pivots and new choices for their children.
She says traditional public schools are happy to welcome these kids back, but local districts often have to move really fast to place them. Wisconsin currently has more than 200 registered charter schools.
Are there more than 10,000 additives in U.S. food products? Wisconsin Watch checked this claim. Here's Tricia Young with more.
U.S. Senator Ron Johnson claimed in September that he heard that there were 10,000, quote, ingredients, unquote, allowed in U.S. food. The FDA estimates over 10,000 chemicals are authorized, including food additives and colorants. In 2011, the Institute of Food Technologists reported 66% were agency approved, with manufacturers deeming the rest safe without FDA review. Lead researcher Thomas Neltner now estimates the count has risen to 11,000 chemicals. I'm Tricia Young for Wisconsin Watch. Learn more at wisconsinwatch.org.
New CDC data shows 3 out of every 4 high school students nationwide say they've experienced at least one adverse childhood event. That can include experiencing homelessness, abuse, and parental separation. Civic Media's Savannah Tomei Olson reports.
Research shows that adverse childhood experiences, they abbreviate them as ACEs, can alter a child's brain chemistry. It can even produce a prolonged, sometimes lifelong, toxic stress response. Licensed psychologist Joe Barjone says we see the same thing here in Wisconsin.
That increased sense of loneliness, isolation in our youth, increased levels of suicide ideation, exposure to violence, exposure to adverse childhood experiences.
Experiencing at least one ACE as a child is linked to having alcohol and substance use problems as an adult, as well as chronic diseases like diabetes and obesity. And childhood trauma is expensive. According to the National Governors Association, adults with ACEs can lead to billions of dollars in healthcare costs and lost productivity. The Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction has its Trauma Sensitive Schools Initiative, which helps educators support kids who have had these experiences.
As temperatures begin to drop, keep an eye and ear out for signs of a natural gas leak. Those signs could include the smell of rotten eggs, a hissing sound near appliances, or visual cues like blowing dirt, bubbling water, or discolored vegetation. You should also keep exterior vents clear of snow and debris to avoid gas buildup in the home. If you smell gas or notice any of these signs, move to a safe location and call 911. Average gas prices continue to fall, dropping 3.4 cents over the last week. The average across the state today is $2.81 per gallon. This is 25.5 cents lower than a month ago, and over 28 cents lower than this time last year. Officials at Gas Buddy say the average in the U.S. is lowest since 2021 at $2.95 per gallon. This was anticipated in Gas Buddy officials' annual fuel outlook from December of 2023. Prices have been dropping for four consecutive weeks as seasonal demand weakens. Elections have come and gone, but gas prices have stayed the course. Officials say prices could continue to drop as we get closer to Thanksgiving. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is again reminding residents to use local firewood this fall to help curb the spread of invasive species. According to DNR officials, moving untreated firewood to different areas is one of the most common ways invasive species like the spongy moth and emerald ash borer spread. To combat that spread, the DNR has implemented a state spongy moth quarantine, prohibiting the movement of firewood to counties on Wisconsin's western border and banning firewood from more than 10 miles away in state parks. National conservationists are working to protect some of the state's oldest trees. The U.S. Forest Service has put together the National Old Growth Amendment that would help protect what are called old growth forests. The goal is to conserve and restore mature forest conditions on federal land. Wisconsin-based forestry consultant Jeff Nisa supports expanding the acreage, describing it as an underrepresented landscape in the Badger State.
Foresters have a long-range perspective on managing ecosystems, not just trees, and we have a better concept of what we started with if we have saved all the pieces in some of our forest ecosystems and types.
Wisconsin has some federal land with old-growth forest up in the Northwoods and toward Michigan's Upper Peninsula. We know the importance of having health insurance for ourselves and our children. But did you know you can also get health insurance for your pets? Here's Melissa Kay.
The Better Business Bureau of Wisconsin is advising pet owners to know what they're agreeing to before signing up. Pet insurance policies can vary greatly in price and coverage. The BBB says to get to know the different types of plans, decide how much coverage you need, compare prices and plans, and read the fine print. You also want to check if there's a waiting period and insure your pet when they're young and healthy. You can potentially get the best deal if you ask about discounts for multiple pets or annual payments instead of paying monthly. You should also plan for premium increases as your pet ages. If pet insurance doesn't seem feasible, consider setting up an emergency fund for your pet instead and start saving. You can find out more at bbb.org. I'm Melissa Kay, Civic Media News.
The Wisconsin Supreme Court heard abortion arguments this morning. Abortion access in Wisconsin was blocked for more than a year following the U.S. Supreme Court ruling that overturned Roe v. Wade. Last September, in a case brought by Wisconsin's Democratic Attorney General Josh Call, challenging the state's 1849 law, which had been interpreted as a ban, a Dane County judge ruled the law did not broadly apply to abortion. Sheboygan County District Attorney Joel Ermansky, a Republican, asked the state Supreme Court in February to overturn the ruling. Black students at UW-Madison are among many nationwide to receive racist text messages. The texts can vary. Some use the N-word, but all make references to slave catchers and picking cotton. The senders also address the recipients by name. UW-Madison police say state and federal agencies, including the FBI and the FCC, are investigating, and that any students receiving such a text message can fill out a harassment, discrimination, and bias report. It's not just Black adults getting such text. Children are targeted as well, including a 12-year-old girl in Milwaukee, prompting her family to wonder how the senders got her name and information. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call has also condemned the racist rhetoric. A 65-year-old homicide case in Ozaukee County has been solved. The skeletal remains of 7-year-old Marku Julita were found in a Mequon culvert in October of 1959 while the boy was the subject of a missing child investigation in Houghton, Michigan. By 1966, Marku's adoptive parents admitted to beating their son to death and disposing of his body in Mequon while relocating from Houghton to Chicago. Charges were dismissed after prosecutors couldn't connect Marku's skeleton with his parents. They died in 1988. In September, DNA testing matched Marku's skeleton with several members of his original birth family. His remains will be buried Friday in Port Washington. A Chicago man is charged in connection with a gift card scam ring around Wisconsin. Surveillance footage from a Walgreens in Grafton showed 52-year-old Guan Go Zhu allegedly placing gift cards onto one of the racks of the store Thursday and then leaving. Grafton police officer Patrick Brock tells Fox 6 Milwaukee that Zhu was later pulled over as he left a Walgreens in nearby Cedarburg. Detectives say Zhu's vehicle has been seen all over Wisconsin this past month. He's been charged with 3 counts of forgery and 3 counts of identity theft. An unusual shopper at a grocery store in Madison. Madison police say a 10-point buck entered the Hy-Vee store on the east side through open pharmacy doors last Wednesday morning. The buck ran through the store until staff corralled him in the cooler area. Officers and animal control employees were able to barricade parts of the storage area in the back of the store and usher the buck out one of the doors. Madison police say the suspect is free and back out in the wild. Today is Veterans Day. The Ithaca Public Schools invites you to a Veterans Day program this afternoon at 1:30. It will be held in the high school gym. PTSD, suicide, mental health, all of these are issues facing the veteran population this Veterans Day. Tim Cody with the Fox Valley Veterans Council said homelessness is also a primary concern.
We find them hopefully before they're homeless, as our real goal is to try to keep them in their place for 2 to 3 months so that they can straighten their life out, get a direction to go, and keep them where they are.
Cody said statistically in Wisconsin, veterans are more likely than the general population to become homeless. A Wisconsin-based group is reuniting military members with their families. Many of you may be surprised to learn most service members have to buy their own tickets home. And for the holidays, reunions, weddings, or just a visit, it can be expensive. Larry Jackson explains.
Helping young people in the military travel home to see their family, to see their friends and loved ones. We help them by essentially being able to afford that ticket. Many times they just can't afford to get that $2,000 ticket home from Okinawa or Japan or Germany.
A ticket home can range from $800 to more than $2,000 for any military member. Jackson created the Ben Jackson Foundation. His son died due to an accident on his military base in Japan. He'd been home to visit his family in southern Wisconsin just before the accident, and it's when his dad learned the importance of a visit home. The foundation is fairly new, but has awarded hundreds of tickets, helping service members create cherished moments with family and friends. The impact of these tickets home is profound. Jackson shares stories of a Marine from Janesville who was able to visit his dying grandfather and a young airwoman who reunited with her children after 4 years apart. Jackson hopes to continue the foundation's growth, knowing every dollar raised means one more military family reunion. Every ticket awarded is backed by grassroots donations. It's a testament to the widespread community belief in this effort. Learn more at benjacksonfoundation.org. And please thank the veterans you see today and every day for their service. The Richland County Veterans Service Office in Wisconsin will be hosting a suicide prevention training opportunity Wednesday, November 20th at 2:30 in the Richland County Boardroom at the courthouse. This training is not veteran specific, but will be taught by representatives of the Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs. The new program is called Question, Persuade, Refer, or QPR. This training is open to the public and participants will receive a certificate of completion. To find out more about the QPR Institute, visit qprinstitute.com. The founding purpose for the QPR program is intended to offer hope through positive action. This is not intended to be a form of counseling or treatment, and modeled after CPR training, which trains civilians to resuscitate a person in physical distress. QPR trains civilians to identify possible suicidal intentions, talk to the person, and get the person referred to professional help. The Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs offers free local QPR training throughout the state. A bomb cyclone is a low-pressure system that quickly gets very powerful. That was the type of storm that hit the Northland on November 10th in 1975. It's the historic storm that sank the SS Edmund Fitzgerald in 25-foot waves created by 50-knot hurricane-force winds. Now, 49 years after the tragedy, a few people are trying to get a Wisconsin historical marker to commemorate the Fitz leaving from Superior, her last port of call. A plaque like this cost $8,000 and will be put on Barker's Island, not far from the Superior entry the Fitzgerald left on that fateful day. 2025 will be the year of the Fitz in Superior, and the marker will be up by the 50th anniversary. The Riverdale one-act play has advanced to the State Theater Festival. On Saturday, the cast and crew of the Riverdale one-act play, When Bad Things Happen to Good Actors, earned the right to advance to the state competition to be held in 2 weeks at the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee campus. The performance time has not yet been announced. Vernon County, in partnership with UW-Madison Extension, has launched a housing study aimed at addressing the current and future housing needs of Vernon County. A crucial first step is the release of a housing survey, which is underway. This study will play a vital role in shaping future plans for Vernon County to help understand the barriers to housing development and identify the needs and preferences of residents. The data collected will not only guide future housing decisions, but also provide valuable insights for developers and municipalities to create a more responsive and effective housing strategy. By participating in the survey, residents will have the opportunity to share their experiences, concerns, and suggestions regarding housing in Vernon County. This inclusive approach ensures the voices of all community members are heard and considered throughout this process. Community input is invaluable, and all community members are encouraged to not only participate, but to share the survey with neighbors, friends, and family to help ensure that all community member needs are represented. The survey will run from now through December 8th. The survey can be found online at uwmadison.co1.qualtrics.com/JFE/form/SV_CZ1PI2S1WGNAZZC. Complete the survey online at your convenience. Estimated time to complete the survey is 10 minutes. Paper copies will be available by November 15th at local libraries and municipal clerk's offices in Vernon County, as well as the UW-Madison Extension Office in Viroqua. Wisconsin's Move Over Law requires drivers to provide a safety zone for law enforcement, emergency responders, and maintenance vehicles stopped alongside the road with their emergency lights on. DOT says you can also avoid secondary crashes by being an attentive driver. In 2023, Wisconsin saw 760 secondary crashes resulting in 3 deaths and more than 380 injuries. Over the past 5 years, 60 emergency responders were struck and injured by a vehicle while working on the side of the road in Wisconsin. A Christmas tradition returns to Wisconsin. The Canadian Pacific Railroad's holiday train raises awareness and funds to combat hunger. Its travel will begin in Sturtevant and Caledonia on December 7th. From there, five stops happen between Wauwatosa and Columbus on the 8th, and the statewide route concludes with six more stops between Portage and La Crosse on the 9th. Get more information from the homepage at cpkcr.com. The U.S. Postal Service has announced its recommended mailing and shipping dates for holiday mail and packages. Recommended send-by dates for expected delivery before December 25th are for items sent to addresses in the contiguous United States, USPS Ground Advantage Service and First Class Mail Service, December 18th, Priority Mail Service, December 19th, and Priority Mail Express Service, December 21st. For items sent to addresses in Alaska and Hawaii, USPS Ground Advantage Service, December 16th, First Class Mail Service, December 18th, Priority Mail Service, December 19th, and Priority Mail Express Service, December 20th. For customers sending packages internationally or to military addresses, USPS suggests checking the complete list of recommended holiday mailing and shipping dates at usps.com/holiday shipping dates. For tips on preparing shipments, including packaging guidelines, ordering free shipping supplies, and information on local post office location hours, visit usps.com. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation will host a ribbon cutting for the new Wisconsin 130 bridges over the Wisconsin River in Lone Rock. It will be held this afternoon at 1:30 at Brace Memorial Park. Federal, state, and local officials will give brief remarks on the efforts behind this $40 million multi-year project. Speakers include Dan Shave, Wisconsin DOT Southwest Region Director, Christina Boardman, Wisconsin DOT Secretary, Glenn Fulkerson from the Federal Highway Administration, Dan Quinn from the Village of Lone Rock, Mark Cupp, Executive Director of the Lower Wisconsin State Riverway Board, and Brent Freeman from Kramer North America. Following the ribbon cutting, Lone Rock Fire EMS will conduct a drive-through on the new bridges. Parking will be available at the park. The latest winners in the Ithaca Football Boosters calendar raffle are Saturday, Janie Hefner, Sunday's winner was Andy Reinhardt, and today's winner is Lisa Baumkamp.